Well, 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 if it isn't my favorite little lamb. It's been a long time since I've seen you praying so devoutly. But now, of all times, it's getting close to midnight, you know. What has you up so late, hmm? Is something troubling you? My child, I know when you're lying. You say it's nothing, but I can see how deeply it weighs on your soul. May I sit beside you? Thank you, my child. It's a good thing these pews are empty. My thick hips just take up so much room. Well, I mean, they make these pews so small, I mean. Apologies, I must be tired and misspoke. We should worry about you, little lamb. Now, you can't say that nothing troubles you when you're praying so hard. Not to mention that look in your eyes. You're not just guilty, you're terrified of something. Come now, little lamb. I've sat and prayed with you many times in this church. What has such an innocent and sweet little cutie like you? I mean, what I meant to say is, what has gotten you so worried? I've sworn to keep all of your dark secrets close to my breast. I mean, to my heart. Trust me, as you have many times before. Ah, I see. Not just one thing, but multiple things at once? Why don't we start with the beginning? What were you doing when you began to feel all this guilt? You were out late last night when you passed by the home of someone you know? And you saw them in the upstairs window getting undressed? And they're married? Ah, I think I see where this story is going. Oh, little lamb, you had me worried for a moment. You had the same terrified look I've seen in knights' faces about to be sent to their doom. Oh, that's just a metaphor. Don't worry about it. Come, dear, come. Let me give you a hug. Here, lay your head in my lap and let me comfort you. What's with the face? Oh, come now, I may be a nun, but I am fully aware of how voluptuous my body is. My thighs are so pillowy soft and so massively sized, you could bury your face between them, warm for hours and hours. Even the most gentle of grasps will make your fingers sink in deeply, like an endless bounty of warm, supple flesh for you to do. I mean, oh, there I go again, rattling on about nonsense things. Look, to lay upon a lap like mine is a perfect place to receive comfort and relax, isn't it? Soft and warm, like a perfect pillow. Right? There we are. Comfortable? I'm glad to hear it. Here, let me run my fingers through your hair as well. I'm so glad you enjoy this, dear. What's wrong? You can't see my face. Ah, my chest is in the way. Well, I don't mind what it is you are seeing instead. Now then, it was wrong of you to watch a woman getting undressed in the comfort of her own home. However, lust is also a natural part of our lives. Without lust, you never would have been born, my child. Feeling a carnal desire such as that, after seeing such an erotic sight as a beautiful, naked woman. Well, that's simply being human. You have no need to feel fear after that, dear. And envy often goes hand in hand with lust. There are some verses I feel would aid you. James 3:16, "For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." In Proverbs 6:25, "Do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes." What you feel is natural, if she were married or single. What matters is your ability to overcome your desires and become a more righteous man. You understand? My child, your eyes have grown wet. What is the matter? Why are you crying? The woman you spied on was me. You caught me changing in the church's steeple. Well, dear, it's really not. You saw me grow wings? Oh, I see. No, don't feel bad. It's not your fault. I appreciate you being honest with me, dear. I suppose it's time that I confess a few things myself. My child, what I tell you must never leave this church. Do you understand? Swear to me. Swear upon your immortal soul you will never tell anyone else. All right. I am not what I seem to many. While I am a devout member of this monastery, a nun through and through, I am not human. I'm a demoness, known as a succubus. A demon which feeds on the lust in the souls of humans by feasting on them while they make love to us. As well, I am known as an arch-succubus, elite succubi who've become more powerful than any mere mortal can hope to fight against. I control powers that humankind cannot comprehend. I can send them to realms of unending carnal lust that will milk them in an endless orgasm for eternity on end. I do not merely feed on humans like lesser succubi. I devour them, their souls, minds, and body, to where there is no afterlife for them, only my eternal bliss. That would also be why my body is so unnaturally erotic and stunning, little lamb. I'm sure you've noticed how even in these extra-large robes, my hips and breast pull on the fabric and expose my breathtaking curves. How, even compared to the most beautiful woman in the church, I am just a little extra unreal in how sexy I am. How I often speak in such an erotic tone. How comfortable I am in using my body. You know, all those little mannerisms in my speech? How I occasionally call the churchgoers good boy and good girl and go off on lustful little tangents? All of that is because of who I really am. Here, let me remove my veil. See? These large black horns engraved in pink gold runes are only awarded to the most powerful of my kind. The truth is, about 200 or so years ago, I was captured by a group of 20 clerics of this very church all this time ago. They had wanted to destroy me, but they were unable to do so. So the next best thing was to purify me. They told me that if I followed the church, maybe one day I would be purified and be accepted to heaven. That promise had charmed me, I must admit. For all that time, I had been a nun here. But 2,000 years without feeding has left me hungry, little lamb. Every day, seeing men with their wives that I could easily take and devour, it drove me mad. The only way to stave off my hunger was to do a few scandalous things to entice and inspire lust. In truth, you were always a victim of it every time you came into church. How I'd bend over so that my beautiful ass would be right in your face. How I would tenderly rub your shoulders when I saw how stressed you were in the church hall. How I would occasionally give you those wonderful hugs where I'd hold you to my bosom. And yes, I always felt your erection when we hugged, dear. But that night, when you saw me through the window, I didn't intend to be seen by you or anyone. Exposing our naked form out into the open is quite a wonderful way for us succubi to feed on sheer depravity. But knowing you saw me, I feel so terrible for having inspired such sin in you, my child. Please, forgive me? What? You want to help me feed? My child, I know you mean well, but as a nun, I'm devout to chastity. To do so would be breaking my vow. But with how sweet you are, how earnest and kind you are, maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing to feed just a little bit. Here, allow me to kiss you. Just for a moment. Oh my God. Oh, I haven't had a kiss that wonderful in ages. I can feel it already. It's like the first spoonful of food after starving for days. Oh God, I want more. I need more. Wait. No. This is too much. Even that little kissing has started to make me lose control. What? You want me to lose control? Little lamb, no. Don't say that. You don't know what I'm capable of. What it will do to me. What? You think I look happier when I'm giving in? It's true. I do feel happier. So at peace with myself. So fulfilled. I've been hungry. So very hungry all these years. Waiting day after day for some kind of act of God to come down and heal me. And then here you are. Maybe you are that gift to finally fill the hunger in my belly. Little lamb, my sweet, cute, wonderful little lamb. Are you certain? Doing this means giving me a chance to nibble on your soul itself. I know you mean what's good for me, but such good nature is about to get you in lots of trouble. You are too sweet for your own good. But I suppose that it's only nature for you. And what is nature for me? Well, like I said, lust is a natural part of our lives. I promise I will only feed a little bit on you. That little bit will last me a millennia or more. And you will experience a pleasure that heaven will not compare to. But Fuck! Before we do anything, I must get these robes off. Oh, finally, it feels so good to be out of those accursed things. Come look at your succubus mommy's body. Yeah, I said mommy. I can see into your soul, little lamb. I know what inspires lust in you. And you just want to be my sweet little lamb for mommy, don't you? Come, look at my body. My breasts seem even more perfect outside of those robes, don't they? Why don't we try that little hug again? Yes. Even just a hug feels like a splash of ambrosia across my skin. It will only feel better and better from here. Let's get you on the floor. I can't remember the last time I've straddled the lap of a man, let alone such a cute little thing like you. Ah, oh, such a cute cock, too. Fitting for mommy's little lamb. I can ravage such a precious thing in ways you never could imagine. And while I do, why don't you enjoy getting to know your mommy's infernal pussy as well? Oh, that's right. My pussy has been begging to make out with someone for such a long time. Go on, lick it. Taste it. Let yourself be lost in it. And while you do, I'll be getting to know your throbbing member here. God, I've forgotten how excellent human cock tastes. I already feel stronger and so much more powerful with this dick in my grasp. I miss this feeling so fucking much. Oh. Do you like the feeling of mommy's gorgeous wide ass in your face? Burr your face in mommy's lips. Let mommy's pussy fill your mind and make you melt with pleasure. It's only fair with how much I'm falling in love with your cock. Oh, was that a little pre-cum I tasted, baby? You're already so close. No, not yet. Oh, I want you to shoot your load in my womb. Oh, what's with that look? You didn't think mommy would make you breed her? 2,000 years without sex. I refuse to leave without all of my sweet little lamb's cum. You will fill me with your seed as many times as I want. I will milk every last drop of cum from you until I am sure you've impregnated me tens. No. hundreds of times over. Isn't that what you want, baby? To make your mommy happy like this? You don't need to move or do anything. This will be all mine. Oh, fuck. Yes, Satan alive. This is what I needed. Oh, God. You want gentle? I'm sorry, little lamb. Mommy is so, so sorry. But I've been gentle every damn day for the last 1,000 years. Always cooing and hugging and praying. Always tending to the flock of the little goody churchgoers. Tonight I'm going rough. I will be as rough as I damn well please. Please forgive me, little lamb. Forgive mommy for needing to slam her wet pussy into your cock. And shoving my fat, infernally wonderful tit right in your face. Oh, fuck. Oh, you look so cute. So much love, yet so much fear in your eyes. You wanted this, and now you'll get it. Bury your face in my breast, grab my ass, squeeze me, spank me, suckle on me, drink my milk, whatever you want. I'll keep making you breed me, and keep making you impregnate me over and over again. Oh, you're about to come? Well, we can't have that already, can we? Oh, don't be scared, baby. This is just a little hex we succubus know. Your cock can't physically come anymore until I release the hex. Not until I've had my fill. I want you to build up every last drop you have to fill me with. Here, why not count to 5, hmm? That way, it will be every bit of cum you have in this monumental orgasm. In 5, grinding my hips deeper into you. 4, raising my fat, demonous ass and slamming it all back down onto you. 3, smothering your face in my tits, stealing all your breath away. 2, hearing the sound of our flesh slapping against each other through the church. 1, and release. Oh, come. Come now. Come inside me. Come deep in my infernal womb. Let it all out. Yes. Yes, that's it. Yes. Oh, God. That felt great. Oh, God, little lamb, are you okay? Here, let me pick you up. Yes, here we go. My, you really took it all from me, didn't you? I'm sorry I went so rough, dear. I couldn't control myself, honestly. I'm glad to see you're all right, though, despite all of that. You've done such a nice thing for me, letting me go crazy like that on you. You really are such a sweet little lamb. Something tells me all that guilt has left you now, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. Here, you can lay back in my lap once more. That's it, dear. You know, I wouldn't mind if you'd like to come back every once in a while to do this again. I feel so full of life again just from that. You don't mind, right? I thought so. I feel so full of life again just from that. You don't mind, right? I thought so. Just rest, little lamb. Just rest. Such a good boy I have in my flock.